This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9. Bent Notes is our weekly jazz program going to air each Sunday night.
My very special guest tonight on Bent Notes is Melbourne-based vocalist, songwriter, broadcaster, DJ. I don't know how many other things go in her list of capabilities, but for a couple of years now, she has a new skill coming to the fore, that of musical artistic director, or music festival artistic director, of which she curates a couple of festivals, but particularly this year, she is curating her third 100% Australian jazz festival, the Stonington Jazz Festival. Chelsea Wilson, welcome to Bent Notes.
Thanks, David. Thanks, Corey. Great to be back.
It's great to have you back. It's been a while. I think it's been 1 year, actually. I had I had a picture pop up on social media the other day that was the picture I took in studio last year.
A picture of us. Well, we need to do that again. You've got this wonderful media board. It looks fabulous in here. Joy, you guys, you're doing such a wonderful job. Great radio, and it just looks beautiful.
Thank you.
The studio just looks wonderful.
Well, we have a bit of extra lighting tonight because we're going to see whether we can get a video joy cast up of this interview so that we can actually see you talking about the Stonington Jazz Festival and all the enthusiasm that you enthuse for the festival. But let's take you back a little bit. You grew up with rhythm and blues from your dad's record collection, discovered jazz when you were 15. What was it about jazz that caught your attention and how did that change your life?
Well, I feel like I'm kind of on Jazz, This Is Your Life with David. I don't know, really.
It just
felt like a bit of a light bulb moment for me hearing the great vocalists like Sarah Vaughan, Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday. Something about it just really spoke to me. I think a combination of things, just the beautiful artistry of the musicianship, the wonderful storytelling of the lyrics, musically the incredible solos, the energy of it. I was just really hooked and it's been just a love affair that keeps on growing.
And it was a hook that was stronger than the pop music that was around and the R&B particularly that you'd been listening to?
I don't think the kind of... Oh, look, I mean, it's arguable, but there wasn't a lot of pop around the time that was really thrilling me. You know, I guess there was a lot of music around like Korn and Tool and the Spice Girls. So none of that really was working for me.
Jazz was it.
I mean, for me, it's once Kylie put out Can't Get You Out of My Head that really kind of got me back into pop music. But until then, I was a bit uninterested.
Now, I understand that you were very quickly inducted into the world of performance after achieving your music degree because you had 3 years of residencies overseas before coming back to Australia and settling here in Melbourne. What did those residencies teach you about, I suppose, entertaining an audience and also the music business?
I was really lucky to, you know, finish my degree at the Queensland Con and get invited to do these kind of long-term residency gigs. I did 3 6-month contracts singing in Japan. I was on a cruise ship for a little while and I sang in Bangkok and also Dubai. And I guess the thing that I mean, all of those gigs were different. The ones that I did in Japan were at the Hilton Hotel singing in the champagne lobby bar. It was a really big room. It was about 350 seats. It was beautiful, really elegant, water features and big velvety bucket chairs and lovely curtains and furnishings. And I had to sing 4 45-minute sets a night, 6 nights a week. And I lived in the hotel. So it felt a little bit lavish, but you also get really sick of the same buffet every day. But I guess one thing I really learned was just the repertoire. And, you know, they say that, you know, that, you know, practice makes perfect, I guess. And I'm definitely not saying I'm perfect, but I really learned so many songs. And when you're in that kind of context, not everyone is listening all the time. So you kind of get to experiment a lot. You get to try different things that maybe you wouldn't try in other contexts. But for me, I always thought you never know who's here. And it doesn't matter if there's one person or 100 people here. I always want to perform 100% at the top of my game because you absolutely, you know, never know who's listening, but for your own artistic integrity. And some nights I was singing, you know, it looked like 6 people were there and it would turn out to be Joe Zawinul's band because Joe Zawinul was playing up the street at Blue Note and they were all staying at the Hilton. So I met Joe Zawinul and his entire band. One night the entire Incognito band from the UK was sitting there listening, you know, which was really nerve-wracking because the Blue Note Jazz Club was just up the street. So most of those artists stayed at the Hilton. Kiss stayed there when I was there. I mean, it was ridiculous. But yeah, just learning, I guess, how to, you know, sometimes it was just one singular Japanese businessman asleep in one of those big bucket chairs, and other nights it was 350 people in a queue running outside. You just never knew what you were going to get. So I guess it makes me very comfortable on stage now and with whatever people have to throw at me. Hopefully it's not heckling because that's never enjoyable. But
no, I don't imagine it would be. What a great way to learn though, with so many different people coming in to watch, people who you look up to and you'd normally think, I want them to entertain me.
Yeah, I mean, it was a thrill. It was really enjoyable. But now, you know, now that I'm here in Melbourne and there's such an incredible music scene here, it's very inspiring and it's quite different. It's a very different feeling performing your own music, you know, which is a totally an incredible experience and very different.
Has your personal definition of what jazz is or your understanding about jazz, has that changed over the years? If so, from what to what?
Very good questions as always, David. Yeah, look, I think jazz is a really big word and it has a lot of different meanings. A lot of people are a bit scared of the word jazz. It's such an umbrella term and it's really hard to define exactly what it is. To me, I think, you know, Kelly Santon once said to me, you know, jazz is a mindset, which I think she said jazz is a mindset, not a genre. And I thought that was really good. Thanks to Kelly for that one. But yeah, it's jazz is a language and really it's about the musicians reflecting the environment around them and interacting with other musicians. And it is a genre that is, you know, very much rooted in the African-American tradition, but it's really grown from there to take on different forms, whether that's Brazil or Australia or different countries have brought in different influences to that and made it kind of suit the landscape of wherever it is. So I guess for me, maybe my definition of jazz has kind of broadened to more that vibe, whereas maybe the 15-year-old me just thought it was really cool songs by Ella Fitzgerald.
Which nothing wrong with that too.
No, of course not.
It's a great way to start.
I mean, it's such a huge term. I mean, you've got so many different subgenres within jazz. And I think some people think that jazz is, you know, the sort of bossa nova you hear in an elevator. And other people think jazz is trad jazz with a banjo. And other people think it's full on screeching horns. And it's actually all of those things and so much more. So, you know, with a festival like Stonington, I try with curating that to sort of show how vast it can be as a genre and sort of challenge the ideas of what jazz is. And it's nothing to be scared of.
Looking through the program this year, that is certainly evident that you have taken the definition of jazz out to these outer extents as you're incorporating so many different things into the program. I think there's a few things last year, a few the year before, but it looks to me as if you put a few extras in this year as well, which is great to see. It's going to be very, very interesting. You're listening to Bent Notes on Joy 94.9, where my special guest is the artistic director of the Stonington Jazz Festival, Chelsea Wilson.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Find more Joycasts and show blogs, go to joy.org.au.
Chelsea, you've put together an exciting program again this year. What did you do differently this year to what you've done in the past couple of years?
Well, thanks, David. Thanks for supporting the festival so much. I guess one thing that's different about this year is I wanted to play with the idea of bringing in some different kind of artistic elements or other mediums of expression into the jazz framework, jazz world. So there's one particular show, Trichotomy, who are a jazz trio from Brisbane, who are collaborating with Expressions Dance Company, who's one of Queensland's premier contemporary dance companies. So it's a jazz trio on stage with contemporary dance. So it's what happens when you put contemporary dance with jazz. Another show, Swooping Duck, who are the rhythm section from Hiatus Coyote, are doing a collaboration with a visual artist, Zero Crossing, who's going to project this colour kind of swirly kaleidoscopic stuff over the top of the band. So it's what happens when colour and light become another improvising element within a jazz group. So there's a few things like that that I sort of wanted to, you know, I think festivals are great opportunities to try different things and give musicians, you know, an opportunity to put a new show together. So there's a few things there.
The dance and the light, are they things that you've seen done elsewhere and have thought they're great to incorporate, or are these things that have come out through discussions that you've had in the early stages of looking at the festival format?
Yeah, I've seen some incredible light stuff done in music, but it seems often to be in a pop context. And I love going to those big Rod Laver pop shows with all the bells and whistles and light and stuff. But jazz musicians never really get to play with that kind of gear because usually, you know, jazz artists aren't selling out spaces quite that big that have all that lighting gear for one. And it's just not really part of the jazz genre, I guess. But I kind of think, well, why not? You know, let's bring that in and see what happens. And the band and Lloyd, who is aka Zero Crossing, loved the idea, which was terrific. Dancing, there's been some. Trichotomy and Expressions did a show together last year, which I was really excited about. So I asked them if they'd come to Melbourne but rework it for Stonington. And it's a very interesting piece. It's called Behind Closed Doors, and it's about a hotel and what goes on in between, you know, behind those closed doors with the different staff and all the different people that are staying in the hotel.
Could be very interesting.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, often, I mean, in a soundtrack film context, you do hear jazz, you know, from time to time, but often in a kind of dance piece, or I feel like you don't often get jazz as the go-to music for that kind of storytelling. It's often, there's not a lot of jazz albums that you come across that have a thematic thing like that. They usually just, here's a rad bunch of tunes with a whole lot of dudes doing some unreal solos. It's not like concept albums that fit dance pieces, or, you know, so I thought that was a really interesting thing that they've put together. And Trichotomy released a whole album of music specifically for dance.
I must look that one up. Mm. I'll find that and I'll get the name of it from you later and go searching for that one. We'll present some of that on Bent Notes.
Yeah, it's called Behind Closed Doors.
Behind Closed Doors.
So I think it's on their website or Bandcamp.
I shall certainly find that one. What's the highlight of the festival this year in your view?
Well, you know, I can't, it's like picking your favourite pet or something, you know, you can't really have favourites. I'm really excited about our new hub this year, which is Chapel Off Chapel.
I saw that.
Yeah.
So rather than having things a range of different places, it looks as if the majority of the concert series are in Chapel Off Chapel, whether it be in the chapel itself or the loft.
Yeah, the loft. I've taken over the entire chapel.
And even the mezzanine I see is getting used.
Yeah, the mezzanine too. So that's a real highlight. And one thing that I'm really passionate and excited about in particular that's new this year is the Stonington Jazz Industry Summit. So, you know, I'm so passionate about the fact that we have such incredible artists here in Australia, some amazing jazz musician, but there's, you know, in the jazz, in the industry, music industry, there's a lot of conferences and so on that kind of don't mention jazz, which I find kind of interesting because we have such a great jazz scene and thousands of music students around Australia that study jazz. So I really wanted to have an opportunity for some great professional development, networking opportunities, mentoring. So we're having a full day program of, we've got a keynote, we're bringing out our first ever international music industry delegate, Don Lukoff, who's the artistic director of the Portland Jazz Festival and a media marketing guru who's done all the promotion for big labels like Blue Note and representing Chick Corea and, you know, just this incredible history. So he's going to come over and do a keynote for us and spend some time with local artists with a bit of mentoring and just come and see some gigs and hang out. So I'm really excited about that.
That's a very exciting development in the festival. And is that open to anyone?
Yes, it is. Absolutely. So it's a one-day event on the Saturday the 12th. There's panels about marketing and releasing albums and touring internationally, fundraising, grants. There's also a piano workshop, a singing workshop, an ensemble workshop, networking drinks. So you can just kind of come for the whole day. And regardless of what level you're at, and even if you're a musician that's not super into jazz, you're still going to pick stuff up. It's open to anyone.
Still worthwhile wandering in and learning something about the industry, getting into the industry later.
Absolutely.
Yeah, a couple of things in the program I'd like to just have a quick chat about. James Morrison, he's back with the new Jazz Generation, his Academy band.
Yeah.
That's no doubt going to be an exhilarating concert, as a big band normally does with James. Jazz in Colour, you've mentioned that. Björk Interpreted.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
Can't wait for that. I love Björk. I'm a huge Björk fan. And to me, I think she's one of the most important kind of composers of the last 100 years. You know, she's so ahead of her time. And she's a pioneer. She's experimental. She's forward-thinking. She's an improviser. She's an innovator. To me, that's all just very of a jazz mindset. Do you know, if you get what I mean. And a lot of jazz musicians really love Björk. And there's a band that I've been kind of following for the last couple of years here in Melbourne called The Surface Project, led by bassist Claire Cross. They were interested in being part of the festival, and I was thinking, where can I put Surface, how can I get Surface Project in? And then I heard that they did a Björk jazz interpretation, and I thought, this is fantastic. And I said to them, do you think you could do a whole gig of Björk? And they went, yes, we'd love to. And just to have taken the idea and run with it. So, and we've got them collaborating with Mama Alto, Tom Barton, a whole range of guests. It's going to be really interesting. So it might not sound, you know, super Björk. I mean, I don't know. There might be moments where there's Björk lyrics, but the music's completely different. It's definitely not a straight cover show, but I think that is what Björk would like.
And what is jazz but something that changes the way we look at things that exist already? Judy Bailey's coming down from Sydney.
Judy Bailey is an Australian legend of jazz. I'm so excited to have her down from Sydney. I don't think she's played at Stonington before. It's well overdue. She's an absolute icon, and, you know, she's got such a career in Australia, and if you haven't heard of her before, you can check out, you know, she's got a massive discography and work as a big band leader. She did all the TV, big TV show orchestras, you know, back in the 60s and 70s. But last year, funnily, this American hip-hop artist, Rick Ross, sampled one of her tunes for this song called Santorini, Greece. And this album went like number two in the US. And so there's all this traction, like, where did this sample come from? You know, which is really cool. But yeah, I talked to Judy and said, you know, I'd love to have you at the festival. Anything you want will do. If you want a big band, if you want a small band, if you want to do this. And she said, oh, I want to bring my own band and I want to do an at your request style so the audience can choose what I play.
What a great way to do things.
I think that sounds terrifying. I would never do that. But Judy, you can do what you like.
It is very terrifying. I think it, from my perspective, it would be absolutely terrifying. But it's from an audience perspective, what a great idea. You walk along and you think, I'd like to perform it at play X tonight.
Yeah.
Jake Mason Trio.
Yeah. So
the Stranger in the Mirror.
Yes, that's his new album. So Jake Mason is the organ, Hammond organ player from Cooking on Three Burners. Cooking on Three Burners have been, you know, a staple of the Melbourne soul and funk scene for, you know, 15 or so years. And they had that crazy hit that was on the rotation here at Joy, This Girl, the Kungs remix, which was just a huge number one hit in like 10 countries or something. So it's just been a crazy time for Jake, but he decided he's going to do a solo album. It's a jazz record. So I'm like, fantastic. Come and play at Stonington Jazz.
What a great way to do things. And you've been very generous and bought in one of his tracks.
Yes, I got a little, what's it called, advance copy. So I brought in a tune called Ribeye.
Let's have a listen to Ribeye right now.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Find more Joycasts and show blogs, go to joy.org.au.
Where my guest is Chelsea Wilson, the Artistic Director of the Stonington Jazz Festival. The third year now in a row, your third opportunity, Chelsea. It's a great thing to have you as a working musician within the community artistically directing, because it, I think it gives you a real workers aspect to it in terms
Thank
of
you.
Working musician aspect, which to me says that the program must have some really good insight from when you put it together. How much time do you spend putting it together?
You know, how long is a piece of string? I mean, some of these ideas for shows I've had for quite some time, like, you know, the visual artist concept or the Björk show concept, you know, I've had in my mind for quite some time. But I think it was probably, maybe it was around July or so when Stonington asked me to come back on board. So it's kind of been in the works since then. You don't get as much time as you'd like. Everything was wrapped up in November.
That's a very quick process.
Yeah, it's go, go, go.
Couple of other things you've got. You've got the Astor Theatre back involved in the program.
Yes.
That's marvellous. The third in the series.
Yes. So we're screening Mad Max 3, Beyond the Thunderdome, the threequel, of the, I'm excited about this word, threequel. I didn't know that existed. I was like, what's the word for the third film? Third film. And I Googled it. Oh, threequel. No one says threequel. But it is the greatest threequel, Mad Max 3, the one with Tina Turner in it. We're screening that at the Astor Theatre. And we have a live jazz reimagined soundtrack courtesy of Adelaide's The Shaolin Afronauts. And it's wild. We did it last 2 years in a row.
It's been wonderful.
It's how wild. How old is it? It's crazy. You see these shots of Mad Max in these, you know, speeding like in his car, and you know, instead of the kind of, you know, cheesy soundtrack you might imagine from the 80s, instead you're hearing this wild saxophone and solos, and it's got this huge, the energy of that band is just, you know, it's a wall of sound, and it's really exhilarating. You've got to come. If you missed it last 2 years, this is going to be the last one.
It's so amazing. You've got to come. To sit there in the audience and have this, is it an 8-piece band, 10-piece band?
Yeah.
And they're just so enthused. You watch them and all of a sudden things happen. The music comes up and off we go on a tour, and then they die down a little bit as a bit of speech comes through. It's just amazing.
It's incredible. And they're just a wonderful band. They're such talented musicians. And, you know, it's a massive project for them to kind of write all new music for 90 minutes worth of film. I mean, it's ambitious and it's really incredible. I've never seen anything like it. And that's why I really wanted to do it again with the third movie, because it's just such a great experience for everyone. And the Shaolin Afronauts, you know, they come out in their big velvet-looking capes, you know, and they're the soundtrack of the thing, but really everyone's kind of watching them just as much as the film, you know.
All these nodding hoods around the place. Yeah. You've got some double takes this year. Two musicians at a time.
Yeah, this is a kind of new series for Stonington. I love the idea of, you know, putting different musicians together that might not have had the opportunity to work together in the past. So for this series, there's two musicians that play the same instrument. So with our saxophone show, Angela Davis, as well as Julian Wilson, it's not like an Angela versus Julian thing or anything, but you'll hear some of Angela's works with the band, then you'll hear some of Julian's, and then you'll have the two saxophones on stage. And similarly, we have a vocal show with Kaylee Pincott and Kristen Barati, and also a guitar show. So those that like the jazz acts can come down and hear Saoirse Albuquerque from Perth meeting with James Sherlock.
That'll be interesting.
So they're going to be really intimate, really beautiful. Yeah, a fun exploration of original jazz.
You've got the club going again at the Melbourne Bowling Club. You've got some family-free events happening. A jazz jamming on Glenferrie, I see.
Yeah, that was an event that happened last year as well, which is, you know, jazz taking to the streets. And I really love lovely afternoon. You can bring the kids. The dance school gets up and does a performance. And yeah, it's a really great opportunity for community to be part of the festival.
And of course, there's the jazz story time. I went to that last year.
Did you?
I stood at the back and watched and listened. It was marvellous.
Oh, how fantastic. Yeah, two to four-year-olds, would you say?
Yep, definitely.
Bubs as well, but yeah, Ruth Rogers Wright, who's a wonderful performer, who she does this incredible Nina Simone show. She reads the story. It sort of reads, sings, and Adam Rudiger plays piano underneath. So it's the jazz version of story time. And then there's, you know, activities like something to do with a colouring in saxophone and glitter. Get them while they're young.
That's it. Grab them while you can. And so much more on the program, Chelsea. We've run out of time. I've gone over time.
It's been fabulous.
So
thanks for having me.
For keeping you late.
No.
But thank you so much for coming in and telling us a bit more about the festival. Where's all the information available?
Well, you can check the website.
That's
Stonington Jazz. Stoningtonjazz.com.au. And all the tickets, Chapel Off Chapel website, you can check out all the info there. That's our official hub this year, the beautiful chapel.
It's a beautiful place. Chelsea, again, thank you so much for joining me here in the studio at Bent Notes. Appreciate your time and look forward to seeing as many of these shows this year as I possibly can in what is a jam-packed week from the 10th to the 20th of May, the Stonington Jazz Festival. My very special guest on Bent Notes has been the Artistic Director of the Stonington Jazz Festival, Chelsea Wilson.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.